I forgot to say, we will chant a little slowly because we will have to visualize the names of the mantra. If you cannot visualize for a moment, this is very natural. Don't feel disappointed if you can't visualize it. There is no problem at all. Then you please look. Yes, there and there. It is not so visible. Maybe one of the Mahatajis we can request. No, Mahataji, you are expectant. You please sit comfortably, Kishore. Please, you take it and you hold it like this so that. Please look at the mantra. Don't look at the Mahataji. Please do not make faces at everyone and communicate and socialize. So it's a very serious endeavor. So, Sridham, ready? Good. Take help if you need from the mantra board, but best is you don't need the mantra board. Hare Krishna. No. This is when we start. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much. You were chanting very nicely, but please forgive me. Before I came to Krishna consciousness, I have done a lot of yoga exercises, especially with the mind, and I could see that some of you were not visualizing the mantra. Some of you were lazy. You think, oh, nice, now we chant like we always do. No, this will be totally different. I will take the pride that whatever you do this evening is something you have not done before, unless you were in my japa workshop before. So some of you have not concentrated. Why not? If you don't do this in the workshop, how will you do it in the actual practice? You have to see each name. Why have you not done this? We must do it again. I'm sorry, I will not call out now names, because it would be too embarrassing to you. if you don't do it now, I will call out your names. I'm sorry, I have to be so forceful. Afterwards, I become again an outwardly nice devotee. But if you don't do this concentration, you won't do the more advanced things which come in a minute. And please don't speed up. Let us keep the mind. Some of you are putting immediately their gas on and go quick. Yes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No, you have to wait for your signal. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. If you can't see anything, you can look at the mantra tables. Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you. This was much, much better. Thank you very much. Please forgive me. I became a little intense. The next technique, you can put the mantra here for a while and sit down. Where you can get it easy, is we will learn to mentally call out to Krishna. I want to bring to your attention, my dear devotees, that Vishwarup Prabhu and Vrajeshwari have a wonderful new daughter who in the first stages of her life, that means up till now, she was only born 3 days back, was severely struggling for her health, but by the prayers of the devotees and Lord Krishna's mercy, she is much, much better, so that we hope that tomorrow she will be happily and heartily dancing through the... That's maybe a little bit too early. will be happy and heartily, and so on. And I think this, some of you have heard about this little child, and we have all wondered, wow, she goes struggling through her life, even at such an early stage. But do you know that this is really the condition of all of us? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that we have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. We are far away from the shore. We are drowning in some distant corner of the material ocean. And the illusion is so perfect that we don't even feel it. We think we are very comfortable. We have some property. Oh, what is the...
Some property.
we feel there is no problem. Maya's illusion is so perfect that she keeps us... We wonder about Vishwarupa's little daughter and we all go, oh my Lord, let her come through very nicely so that she has a very good health and will be the best a learned scholar in the scriptures and will be dancing on each yatra with full speed and enthusiasm. And we forget that we are in a similar situation. All of you have to die. Do you know this? This is a serious existential problem. Bhagavatam says each one of us is like a captured and confirmed criminal who has a few more days before his death sentence. And we think, we eat son prati, or what is it?
Son papri,
yes. Life is all right. Like in at least European jails, when someone was a confirmed and death sentenced criminal, he could get his favorite dish, German potatoes, or whatever. He thought, well, as long as I eat, it's all right. In half a second, it's over. But anyways, now I'm eating. Don't spoil my eating. So we also think like this. Anyways, it will come sometimes, but I have my son prati or whatever the speech is. Now I have my car and my video camera and my health. So don't think like this if you want to make advancement. You should know that you are for a limited time here only. And Lord Chaitanya gave us the prayer. We should think, I have lost your lotus feet, my dear Lord. I'm now drowning in some distant corner of the ocean of birth and death. Please, now save me. So when you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, you should not chant with great material satisfaction. You should be upset inside. You should be a little agitated. You should call out for Krishna. Our Kishori, who is now expectant, told us that the little child inside of her teaches her, she now only wants to hear about Krishna and chant and serve Krishna. Her idea is she will cook the Raj Bhoga offering and afterwards quickly go to the hospital to deliver. She's so intense, interested in Krishna consciousness. This is how you can practice Krishna consciousness. And this is how you must learn to call out while you chant to the Lord. My dear Lord, please save me, I'm drowning. And I don't even notice it. Oh, I'm so much gone. I seem to be a member of Mumbai. Mumbai seemed to have influenced me so that I'm also an illusion, like on the film posters, the people are. So now we will learn for a moment to call out in our mind. This will be very intense. When you are ready, please close your eyes. Now see yourself before an ocean. It's almost a little dark, the ocean, and there are high waves. You're alone on the beach, and now you must call out in your mind Krishna. Not in your words, but in your mind. You must sing, first Hari, I'm sorry. First Hari to Srimati Radharani to please hear you. Call very loudly. It is said that the gopis, when they chanted, chanting penetrated the layers of the universe. So please chant very loud and sweetly the name of Radha. I will just say it loud for you so that you have an idea. You must say it softly. No, I will not say it. I will not say it loudly because you will all die from having so loud. I will crack your eardrums, and I don't want to do that. So when I give you the sign, chant out loudly in the mind, Hari, 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 Hari. Chant like this. Hare, 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 Hare. Now we will chant out Krishna. I will chant, not loud, but I will help you. In the same way as I chant, you please also chant. Krishna, Krishna. No. In the mind, I only speak. Krishna, Krishna. Thank you. Now Rama, beautiful of name of Rama is one of the names of Krishna, which means he who enjoys the highest pleasure, like in Radha Raman. Rama, Rama, not so easy for some of you, but it will become now much easier because we will now chant the holy name, and while we chant, we will in our minds call out to the holy name. We will first, to exercise this calling out, call out only one name, and I will help you a little. I will tell you, call out Hare, then I will tell you, now please call out Krishna. You will chant the whole mantra, but call out the name which I tell you. Yes? It will be easy. You will see when we will do. I will first give you a sign. Please just chant, and please close your eyes. Sit properly. You can make this even a little sit properly evening where you chant. So we will start when you hear the signal. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Please continue.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Now call out in the name Hare.
Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
chant the whole mantra, but in your mind call out Hare. Very good. In your mind call out Krishna now. Only Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Only Krishna. Nothing else. Krishna's beautiful name. Now call out Hare. Only Hare.
Krishna, Krishna.
Radharani's beautiful name. So wonderful. Hare, call out in your mind. Now call out Krishna, only Krishna, Krishna's beautiful name. Oh, how nice it is, and how merciful Krishna is. Yes, now Krishna, only call out Krishna, in your mind, call Krishna, the beautiful name of Krishna, wonderful. Now call out Krishna, the wonderful name of Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Call out loud in your mind. Very good. Now call out Hare. Beautiful name of Hare. Call in your mind. She's so merciful. Now call out Hare. The beautiful name of Radharani. Yes. In your mind call out Hare. Hare
Krishna,
in your mind call out Hare,
Krishna,
the beautiful name of Hare.
Hare Rama, 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 Rama,
and now Rama, the beautiful name of the Supreme Enjoyer. In your mind call him. Very good. And now Hare, call out Hare, the wonderful name of Hare.
Krishna, Krishna,
Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
And now again, Rama.
Beautiful
name of Rama. Call him.
Who
is the name of the universe. And now Rama. Beautiful name of Rama. Call out in your mind. Thank you.
I'm so afraid of the neighbors. But no, it's all right. It's India. In Germany, there would be like 20 cannons now. But very nice. Only one thing. You have called like all Hare Krishna devotees in your voice. But the calling has to be done in the mind. I hope you were not asleep in your mind. But I can't imagine. Now, we will move on to almost the last exercise. What we will do now is, we will chant the whole mantra a little slower. I will show you in a second. And then we will try to be with our whole concentration totally absorbed in each one of the holy names. In other words, when we chant Hare, we will be only with Hare, and we will call out in our mind. No need to call out so loud in the voice, but it may help you to train your inner voice. So no harm if you call out loud, but the main idea is the mind, the heart. When we chant Hare, we are with Hare. When we chant Krishna, we move on to Krishna. We are no longer with Hare, like in the last exercise. We are with Krishna, and when we are with Hare, Krishna, I think you understand, no? Each name, your full concentration goes in it. And it should work, because by now you have made a few concentration exercises. The last one was almost hypnotic. I want to request you to use your mind again. You will see when you engage your mind like this, he will actually like it and become your friend. He will like to cooperate with you. Oh, something to do for me. Now let me get to work. So please hear now the mantra as I chant it, because we will chant it a little slower. No one of you needs to drive in a Porsche, that means accelerate. We can remain in this speed. We have ample time, no need to go fast, huh? Okay. Are you ready, or do you have a question? Ready, huh? Very good. So please listen first, and then you chant, please, with your attention fully on Hare. Please sit properly on each name, I'm sorry. Please sit properly. Collect your mind. You will now first listen to one round. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. You will concentrate on each name with your full attention. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
very much. We will in a second continue. I want to request you now for the next exercise. Please try to chant from your heart. The heart is the seat of the mind, and we want to call out from our heart to Krishna. To help us do this, we will not chant with the lips so much. Obviously, we will have to make the sound. But we will chant from the heart. Our chanting must not be lip deep, but heart deep. So it can help you to fix your mind on the heart, where the heart is. No? Please close your eyes for a moment, and with your attention, wander to where the heart is. You've heard from Shastra that you are there. You are not sitting in your brain, you are also not sitting in your feet, you are sitting in your heart, that's where the soul is. So let us concentrate our attention to this place within us, the heart where we, the eternal soul, are. And now let us chant in the same way as we have done before. But let us call to Krishna, my dear Lord, in the mood of, please engage me in your service. Please, my Lord, accept me. We can start immediately. You do not need to listen to one mantra from me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You look almost sad that you have to stop now. Thank you very, very much for chanting like this. We have almost come to the end. It is this prayerful chanting with full attention and concentration which will reach the ears. and then we will just chant a little prayer, and then let us see what we will do then. Srila Prabhupada said, no one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. Now you might ask, well, that's clear, but how can I become pure in mind? Prabhupada continues, no one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. You might say, what does this mean, to be pure in action? Prabhupada answers this question. No one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. So, we want to be pure in mind, because then it is easy for us to give rapt attention, or in other words, to concentrate. This is in our chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, we do not really put so much emphasis on concentration exercises like we have done this evening. Our main focus on chanting is hearing. Thank you. The reason why we have done concentration exercises this evening is to break open a wall between our chanting, our tongue and so on, and our heart. Very often the wall is closed and our heart does not chant, but only our lips. It means our mind is not there, but we only produce some sounds. What is Prabhupada said about concentration practices? What is the use of controlling the mind? You have to chant and hear. That's all. What is the question of the mind? Well, he can say like this because he is a pure personality. His mind is pure. Our mind is wandering due to being so impure with so many other thoughts. So, we will now do this. We will just try for the last time where we chant together. We will just try to put our whole attention on hearing. Please only hear. Forget everything else. What we have done now, all this time, was just to practice your hearing muscle. By now it should be a little stronger, at least that's our sincere hope. So now we will just merge ourselves into the chanting of the holy name. Sometimes when your mind is a little sluggish, it helps to sing. That's what some kirtan and japa is often done together. When I chant for extra rounds, I often take my karatas and I just sing for a while the Hare Krishna mantra, and then the wall is breaking down and my heart and my lips are together. Break down that wall of sluggishness, of so on. Huh? So now we have done this, we will now only hear the sweet names of Krishna. Just fix your mind on the sweet names of Krishna. We can immediately chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. You're very... you can hear the vibration is quite healthy. You're very, very nice devotees, actually, who are pleasing Krishna with your service. Please chant like this. And my recommendation to you is, we have now done this japa workshop, which was much more than an intellectual presentation of different points. It was really an exercise to go deep into the practice of the holy name. Tomorrow, when you chant your japa, please, when you feel inattention coming up, try two things. The first is take a mantra card. It's available in all songbook. You don't even have to write it, or write it down in your handwriting. It can help you. Or go into this exercise where you chant like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Ayinanda Tanuya, I have fallen from you, my dear Lord. Please, I'm in the ocean of samsara. Please take me up. Yes. And further on, you must know, Lord Chaitanya has told us that we can always chant the holy name when we practice four moods. The first is we are humble. The second is we tolerate the bad things and the good things also. We are tolerant. The third thing is we give respects to others. And the fourth thing is we try to not expect respect in return. Someone who chants like this can always chant without interruption. You can really make it a workshop for you. How you can ask yourself throughout the day, how humble am I? That means, do I think very high of myself, that I'm a great scholar and a great bhakta, or do I think, well, I'm a little insignificant? The second thing is, how tolerant am I? Am I always, when someone tells me a word, I'm telling a bad word back? How much do I respect others for their qualities? And how much do I respect for myself? This is a natural fever, how do we call this? Fever measuring device? What is it? Thermometer. This is the natural thermometer which will indicate to you how much you can chant. I would like to end this japa workshop with a reciting a beautiful prayer to the holy name, which is very, very powerful. You all have photocopies. Can I ask for a photocopy myself? I will chant in one melody. Thank you very much. Can we please put the instrument, the other mic?
Vaimamaratyu chaya vadatam nama
Om vachakam vidyudeti bhavato namasvanumatvayam purvasmat param vivahanta karunam tatrapi janimahe
vacham vachakam vidyudeti bhavato namasvanumatvayam
purvasmat param vivahanta karunam tatrapi janimahe yastasmin vihata parana ivahamrani samantat pavet asye vedam upasyo sopini sadanandam budho majat
yastasmin vihata parana ivahamrani samantat pavet asye vedam upasyo sopini sadanandam page 200. Oh, holy name! Oh, holy name! You destroy the entirety of the sufferings of your surrendered devotees. You are eternally manifest in the
sweetness, I offer my dear obeisances
Yes. And your humble servant Sachidanandan Swami prays that also for you the holy name may manifest as a source of an unending festival of joy and divine pleasure. Yes. Let me now look at the wristwatch and not be shocked. So, we thought it could become late. It is 5 minutes past 10. Something in me tells me that this evening was such a nice evening, we should end it here. Or should we ask for some questions? What does our host say? Sridharma Prabhu, what do you think? One or two questions, Sridharma says. I will answer them as short as possible. Namadeya I'm in the wrong. What are we doing now? Questions to answer. Yes, ask your questions.
Maharaj, whatever techniques you have told in the seminar.
Yes.
Like, normally, you know, when we chant sitting in this posture, you know, we get very easily tired. So, you know, the tendency is to chant and chant, you know, walk and chant sometimes. So, how do we, you know, reconcile these techniques with, you know, different positions of chanting?
When we get tired, we usually have to get up and walk and chant. How do we reconcile this, what we have heard, with the different positions in chanting? It is said when you lie down while chanting, you are in the mode of ignorance. You will soon feel it, you will sleep. If you walk, that's in the mode of passion. And if you sit, it's in sattva-gun. From sattva-gun, it's best to go to the transcendental sattva, transcendental level of chanting. Oh, here are, yes, when we are tired. No, please. When we are tired, we should get up. No problem. The devotee said, now this is impossible. Sachinandan Swami looks in our direction. Soon he will make a cutting joke about our standing position. We better sit down immediately like soldiers who jump into a trench to avoid being hit. No, please. It's a strenuous life, Mumbai life. Usually, my recommendation to you is, biologically, you can sit for about 1 hour if you have slept enough. If you have not slept enough, you can't sit for 5 minutes. But we want to encourage the devotees, please sleep enough. That's important. This town sucks so much energy from us. You know, this passionate atmosphere. It's not such a sattvic atmosphere. So rest enough. But then, after 1 hour usually, you will start to get drowsy. And then this period of fighting comes. This is the yogic, this is the experience. So during that, when you start feeling tired, the best is you don't fight for long, but you immediately get up, do something like walking, so that the blood gets going, and then you can, and then this period, which is only 10 minutes, 15 minutes, if you are a healthy person, is over, and you can sit again. The mistake is that you sit too long and fight, I will do it, I will... yes, this was one time only. It will not happen again. Hare Krishna, see? Krishna Krishna Hari 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 Ram Hari Ram 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 Hari Hari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Two times, three times it won't happen. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. And then Again, you are there cursing yourself. Why has it happened? So better get up immediately, walk, and get the blood going. Yes. But the ideal is to sit down. Yes.
After we have done this workshop, maybe next 2-3 days will have little effect. But again, the effect will die out. What should be done during that time?
We may have been encouraged by a workshop like this, but after some times, we settle into our own habits again. What should be done? I would recommend to you to chant this beautiful prayer which we have just now chanted, which is a glorification of the Holy Name. When you chant stutis like this, this was from Rupa Goswami, Krishna Namashtakam, it helps you to tune in a little, or read about the glories of the Holy Name, or read books like, sorry to say it, but the Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name. It was written. See, it is not my own book, therefore I can say it. Nothing of this book is my own. I've just compiled it, thrown it together, so I can praise it a little, because it's not. Self-praise is as dangerous as suicide, but this is another fun's book, it's not my book. Read it, or read other books like this, which glorify the Holy Name and make you aware that this is really your chance. Prabhuji, I always get back into attentive chanting when I understand this is my only chance. What other chance do I have? And chant with serious devotees. This is also very good. When you see serious devotees, you feel like, oh, where am I chanting? These devotees are like airplanes leaving the material plane. They go back to Godhead, and I'm rotting here like a kennel rat in the Mumbai kennel, a stool kennel. This is not. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Just one clarification.
Shiram, yes.
Whatever we did in the workshop, is this to be done during a japa, or is this we straight go to the hearing part?
Yes. One clarification. Whatever we have done in the japa workshop, is it to be done, or do we go straight to the hearing? You will find out unless your mind is very pure. You won't be able to hear very nicely. If someone is in love, he can hear the Holy Name. Like a love letter, Rupa Goswami has written in Padyavali, he says, when will I chant like a lover reads repeatedly the love letter of his beloved? You might remember when you were first meeting your good wife, maybe she wrote you a letter at one time? Not? But, well, you can imagine someone gets a letter from his beloved person. And wow. Or, you know, I don't remember how I read my initiation letter from Prabhupada. I don't know, 10,000 times, I can't believe it. Am I really initiated? Me? This must be, yes, it is my name. Wonderful, I don't deserve it, but I can't believe it.